right, Dan. I gave you the wrong card, but this one, that was my debit card.
Oh, okay, okay. No worries. So let me, I'm glad you caught that. So let me, is the business card, is it Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
It's also Visa, yeah.
Okay, all right. So let me delete the old card, and I'm ready for that new number.
It's 4246.
Mm-hmm.
3153.
Okay.
8496.
Okay.
8796.
Okay. And expiration?
November 2028.
All right, November. And CVC code?
268.
Okay. I'm glad it denied it then. You know, I know you really wanted to use the business card, you know? So.
Yeah, that's my business debit card, so I would have been like, fuck.
Oh, okay, okay, got you. Okay. So what I did is I coded out the new card. So what you'll see on your invoice is you're going to see two charges, but one will say denied, okay?
Okay.
So you're only being charged once, you know?
Okay.
Alright, so let me get this through. All right, there we go. So let's schedule this client interview. We block off a full hour for the appointment, Art. Usually it just takes like 30 minutes, though, okay?
Okay.
So let's see. What time tomorrow works best for you? We have as early as 7 a.m., as late as 3 p.m., and all the slots in between except for the 12 o'clock.
That was 10 a.m.
10 a.m.? Perfect. Okay. So you're going to get an email calendar invite. It's going to say local splash on it, CI, which just means client interview, and EN for English, okay? 1 hour before the appointment, you'll get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming. And the way this appointment works, they're going to call from our 877 number. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call first and introduce you to the technician, okay?
Okay?
If I am on the phone, they'll just call on their own to make sure we don't miss the appointment. Okay?
Got it. Okay.
Sounds all right. Good. Now, let me jump over here. Few more questions for the tech side. So they want to know your preference. Do you normally prefer phone calls, emails, or texts from us?
Phone calls.
Okay.
With you guys, phone calls or text is fine.
Phone or text. Okay, perfect. And let's see. The business, is it currently licensed and insured?
Yeah, it's licensed.
All right, licensed. Okay, so I'll just put working on insurance. Okay. And, Facebook. Do you, I forget, do you currently have a business Facebook page?
I do not know.
Okay, no problem. So you have a personal page, though, Art?
Yeah, I do. I have a personal.
Okay. So what we're going to do, we're going to create you a business page, okay? What I have to do, though, is I'm going to get your personal page. I'm going to send that to the tech, okay? We don't go into your personal page at all. They're just going to create a business page from it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So they just, I think so. Kind of. Okay. That makes sense.
Okay, Facebook's kind of weird. Like, so they're not attached at all, but in order for you to have a business page, they just need the personal link. So let me make sure I can find it, though, real quick. Is it under Arturo Dominguez?
Art Dominguez.
Art Dominguez. Okay, so give me 1 second. Out of Riverside, right?
Right.
Okay, so well, that's probably going to pull up like a million. We'll see. Hold on. All right. That's so funny. I put Art Dominguez, and it pulls up like Castillo, Camacho. Like, I don't know what's going on. So can you do me a favor? Are you able to pull up your Facebook app right now?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So let me grab my phone, too, so I can walk you through it. All right. So when you pull up the Facebook app, in the top right-hand corner, you should see, like, a bubble with, like, your pick on it, right, to go to the menu. Do you see that?
Hold on. I haven't used my Facebook in a while.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay, so I'm on my page. What do you want me to click on? What?
I want you to get to the menu. So in the top right hand corner, you should see like a bubble with your picture on it, your profile pic.
Uh huh.
Go ahead and click on that. And then you should see menu, and then it'll have your name. Like mine says Dan Nelson. So just go ahead and click on your name.
Okay.
And then you're going to see add to story, edit profile, and three little dots. I want you to click on the three little dots.
Hold up.
All right.
I wish. I don't see it. Hold on.
What we're trying to do is get to the profile settings because it'll have your profile link in there.
Okay, well, I'm in the settings.
Okay, perfect. You're in settings. Perfect. So at the very bottom, it should say your profile link, and then it has a button for you to copy the link. Do you see that?
No. I see profile and tagging.
Okay. So let's start over. Did you get to the part where it said add to story, edit profile, and then three little dots?
Let's see. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, there's the three little dots.
Yeah, so go ahead and click on those.
Okay.
And then you should see at the bottom your profile link.
I see it, yeah.
Awesome, awesome, okay. Yeah, it's like super. I didn't even know you could do all that until we started doing this Facebook ad thing. But
did that give you guys full access to my Facebook?
No, it doesn't. So all I'm going to do is attach the link for them, and they're going to create a business page from it. The main purpose of this, so any business page on Facebook has to have a personal page, right? But they're not like connected at all. And by us creating the business page from it, now it makes it where you have full access to your business page.
Got it.
Okay. So we don't go into your personal page at all. Okay.
Got it. Okay.
All right. And then do me a favor. The text I've been sending you, if you just reply with the link in the text thread, like just reply back with it, I'll attach it for your tech.
Okay.
Needs. We're almost done here too, just so you know.
Okay.
You got a call coming through. I just got to explain a few of the emails that came through, and then we'll get you rocking and rolling here.
Kicked me out. I got that phone call, so it kicked me out.
Oh, gotcha.
All right, and I copied the link. What do you want me to do with it?
Just paste it into our text thread. So where I've been texting you from, that 877 number, just reply to it in there, and then I'll paste it for your tech.
There you go. Did you get it?
Let me just refresh here. Sure, I did. Yep, we got it. Okay, awesome.
Okay.
So I'll just attach it for them. Okay, so I know you're getting calls in, so I'll kind of speed through this. If you forget all this that I go over right now, just call me when you're in front of it, and I could walk you through it all. Okay?
That's fine.
All right, so you're going to get a few emails from Local Splash Support. One is going to be titled Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification. Okay? That is really the main one. That's the most important one you're going to have. So we're a Google Premier partner. Whenever possible, we do an advanced verification because it gets you higher, faster placement on Google. So anything that you have in there, right, like it'll say like business card, work vehicle, license, right, like anything that you have on there, you're going to want to attach it so we could submit it directly to Google. Okay?
Okay.
All right, and if you don't have something.
So here's what I do have. I have my equipment. I have the business license. Business cards,
Everything else, uniforms I get this Friday.
Okay. Okay. So what I'd recommend is send what you have now, and then usually the business card is like just like an added one we put in there, you know? So just send what you have, and that way we could get a jump on submitting it to Google. And then, like, when you get the insurance, et cetera, just shoot that over, and we'll just have it on file for you, too, with Google. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. So just shoot what you have in there. Anything you don't, just skip it, basically. Okay? The next email that's important, okay? This is how you get to your tracking system. You're going to have an email titled Local Splash Initial Invoice. When you open that one, okay, it's going to have the fifth line down. It'll say, please click here to accept subscription terms. Okay? Now, when you click on that, it's going to take you to a screen that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. This is going to show you everything you're paying for in writing, which is everything I went over with you. Couple quick things I want to mention, though. So you're going to see my site custom website. There will be some things about fees on there. We're on a recorded line. You're my site. I had it included at no additional charge for you. And that will reflect at the bottom of your invoice. It'll say my site, $0. Okay? The other things on there that are not included are Google Ads, which is a pay-per-click campaign, and then Google Guaranteed, which is a pay-per-lead program. So we offer those to you later on. If you want to increase, like, click or lead flow, that's a good option to do it in the future. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then last thing I have to go over to, timelines, okay? So within 7 to 10 days of startup, your initial directory submissions will be done. Within 7 to 14 days, your website will be fully optimized. Your Google listing will be live and optimized. And your website will be up and running. That's all in 7 to 14 days. Now, for you to rank on the first page of Google for the 15 keyword phrases we're targeting you for, that timeline is 30 to 45 days. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And it'll all be in there. So take your time reviewing it. But at the bottom, after you reviewed everything, it'll have you check a couple boxes. Then it has a box for you to type your name in and hit confirm. That will take you to a username and password screen. That's for your tracking system. Okay?
Okay. So pretty all much right. by next month, we should be on the top of the page.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what all that meant in English. Yeah.
Okay.
But you're going to see the bulk of it done in about 7 to 14 days. Yes, sir.
Okay. That really was my question. That's the only question that I had is how long is it going to take to be on top of Google?
Yeah, 30 to 45 days. Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. All right. So look out for that call tomorrow. I got that scheduled between 10 and 11. That will come from our 877 number, and I'll try to be available to introduce you to the tech. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. You have a great rest of your day, Art. Congratulations, and I look forward to being your account lead on this. Okay?
All right. Likewise, then. Thank you. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You're welcome, sir.
Okay, bye.
All right.